and you see the way the war has escalated between Russia and Ukraine, Russia and NATO, actually. It is essentially Russia against the West, to the extent that now Russia has activated its nuclear response. The nuclear deterrent forces of Russia have been put on high state of alert. And you see, in that prophecy, I see the pale horse flying up in the sky across the earth. And I said, I see a terrible war coming to the earth. And I mentioned specifically helicopters, strike helicopters, helicopter gunships. I mentioned paratroopers being dropped. All these things you have now seen are currently on. I said a very historic war. Fighter aircrafts, I said, you have seen them in your news now. Suicide missions to disarm and knock out the anti-aircraft batteries. You have seen that. I said special operation forces, special ops forces. You have seen them attack and strike helicopters, dropping them. I said there was a big panic on the earth. And yes, indeed, there is a very big panic on the earth, as you can see, such that, you know, the stock markets, different governments, panic in the West, panic in the East. I said people were running into camps, refugee camps. You see people fooling the trains, people running, catch a train to rush to Poland, people rushing underground into the subways to hide. I said people looking for food and opening food camps. You have seen what is happening in the refugee arrivals in Poland, refugee camps, refugee sanctuaries in Poland, in all those countries, Romania, Latvia, wherever they have gone to. I said I see people in open places. Yes, you've seen them in the borders, full, trying to cross over for many, many hours. And I also said a lot of smoke. You have seen a lot of smoke going up. I said a lot of bombing. You have seen a lot of bombing happening until now. Even tonight, there's a lot of bombing in Kyiv. And that very big Russian battalion is now 17 kilometers from Kyiv. The worst is yet to happen. The worst is about to happen on Kyiv. They have even given a safe corridor, a passage corridor for civilians to get out of that city, because it's going to be bad. So you see a lot of bombing, a lot of deaths. You see so much, a lot of gunfire, and global. You say it is global, it's going to be global, the panic will be global. Global, it is global right now. Very, very serious as we speak at this hour. But why is the Lord judging? Why is the Lord Almighty judging the earth? Why has he allowed this to happen to the earth? Before we talk about the message on glorification and advance that conversation, why is the Lord allowing this to happen? The reason the Lord is doing this is because the whole earth has fallen to apostasy. The whole earth has fallen to apostasy. And because of the fall to apostasy, the Lord has sent his prophets to the earth to approach the earth to repent. But for 20 years now, the earth has refused to repent. 19 years now as we speak. 20 years, the earth has refused to repent. Because the whole earth fell to apostasy, has fallen to apostasy. The reason is now destroying the earth with the coronavirus, with the earthquake that brought the Tonga explosion of volcano. And with the war that you see now, who would think Europe can be in war this time? It's because the whole earth has fallen to apostasy. And God has sent his two mega prophets, the most glorified prophets, the most glorious prophets, to approach the earth to repent. And the nations have not repented. Instead, the nations have tried to justify their status quo as if they don't see any need for repentance. The nations of the earth and the peoples of the earth, the reason the Lord has sent his prophets to call you into repentance is because the nations of the earth have literally removed God from their lives. The people of the earth have essentially removed from their lives. The people of the earth have literally ignored God from their lives, not just removing him, but even ignored him. Right now, the nations of the earth have stripped God of his authority. They have taken away the authority of God alive. And yet we know that God is the ruler of the universe. That is the authority they have taken away from God. And that's why you see this war is raging on. The coronavirus is on. At the same time, everybody's masked. At the same time, Tonga explosion. The Russian war is threatening to shake global economies. Mexico earthquake, Chile, Haiti, Nepal. Why? Because the earth have literally stripped off God of his authority as the ruler of the earth, of the universe. And that's why God is judging the earth right now. Because it's as though every nation in their legislation and constitution, they have declared independence from God. They don't want the mention of God into their laws. So the people of the earth and the nations of the earth have literally declared independence from God. That's why this judgment is on that. You see what you see on your screens now, strictly based on the words of my tongue. The same prophet is sent to warn you that judgment is coming. There's going to be war on the earth if the earth does not repent. The nations of the earth and the people of the earth have literally mocked God. They have mocked him for years. That's why God sent me to bring this war, this destruction to the earth. Because the nations of the earth have mocked God as though God does not judge sin at all. That's what they have declared by mocking him in that form. And so they are behaving over the years as though God cannot judge. And God is telling them the worst is yet to come. This is serious. There's breaking news now saying U.S. warns Russia could intensify a massive storm on Kyiv very soon. And it is said that that huge battalion is about 17 kilometers, only 17 kilometers from Kyiv. Why that judgment on the earth? Why the COVID? Why the Tonga volcano? Why the earthquake? Because the tribulation is coming, and God has sent his two messengers to call the nations of the earth. His prophets are calling on the nations to repent. But instead, the nations have fallen to apostasy. The nations they approached to call to repentance have removed God from their lives. They have literally ignored God from their lives. And they have taken away the authority of God as the ruler of the universe from their lives. Essentially declaring independence from God. And the people of the earth, the nations, have mocked God, saying, no, God does not judge sin. No, God cannot judge sin. God has literally been denied his honor in this age. In this dispensation, in this generation, the nation, that the people of this generation have denied God his due honor as the creator, as our father. And people and the nation have shown open defiance to God, open, blatant, open, public defiance to God, without care. It's a serious rebellion. That's why God is destroying the earth like this, in the middle of modern Europe. And you know, they are arming, they are bringing more weapons to the war. They are adding fuel to the war. They are bringing more weapons, more deadly weapons to Ukraine. And Russia is already armed with more deadly weapons. And now the breaking news I see says that miles-long Russian military convoy and battalion is just outside, in the outskirts of Kyiv. So it's going to be a serious blast. It's going to be a serious explosion. Those peace talks you saw they tried today in Belarus. Belarus is planning to send its army. I've seen the rider of the pale horse riding in the sky across the earth, across that part of the earth. And so Belarus is planning to send its soldiers also to storm Ukraine. How can you have peace talks in Bomel, in Belarus? That is simply to cover themselves, for Russia to cover themselves and say, at least we open the way for peace. But they refuse. This is a severe judgment. Because they thought God does not judge. The people of this age thought God does not judge. They are assembling machine guns. They are now assembling machine guns, which means adding fuel, petrol, to this war. God is judging the nations. And is telling you that the judgment will get worse in the tribulation, where now the action of these horsemen will now come to fruition, to full throttle, where they are really supposed to be acting. This is serious. And NATO is getting involved as though they are not aware Russia can easily storm them with nuclear weapons. Once NATO gets involved, Russia has authority to use this nuclear weapon. They have denied, nations and this generation has denied God his honor and showed open defiance and rebellion against God. They talk about the theory of evolution. They don't want to believe that they were created by God. They're simply using that as an excuse to do what they want, to do wickedness. Light came to the earth, but man chose darkness. They have rebelled against God and openly engaged in sexual immorality, homosexuality, without any fear of God. What do you expect? Then God must judge you. Once his prophets have come, he must then judge. He must judge you. God must judge you. Openly engaging in sexual immorality, in homosexuality, without fear of God. People are openly worshipping idols in Muslim mosques, in Hindu temples, in Buddhist temples, in the Church of Christ. They are worshipping money, idol worship. A serious moral decay has consumed this generation. How then do you expect God not to judge you? That's why you see the war in Ukraine, the massive destruction, deadly rockets attacking cities, blasting down buildings and people. People fleeing to Poland, where large numbers of refugees that I talked about in that prophecy. January 11th, 2021, a clean 1 year plus. And July 31st, 2021. This is serious. The people of this generation have rebelled against God. They have taken, they have denied God his honor, taken away God from their lives. What do you expect when a world has removed God from his life? From his life. And they are saying Putin puts Russian nuclear arsenals on high alert. Putin puts nuclear forces on high alert. Right now, breaking news right now. This is what is breaking right now, now. How do you expect God not to judge you when you have openly denied God his honor? This is serious. This generation has come out in a full affront to God. What they have committed is an open affront to God. Open affront. An assault to God. A provocation to God. They accept no instruction from God. They cannot hear the voice of God. They don't want to trust God anymore. They are rebellious and disobedient and provocative to God. How can you have peace talks in Gomel, in Belarus, when Belarus is planning to send its army? The Bell Horse has already run across that part of the sky, that part of the earth. So this generation, in their living and actions, everything they do is an open expression that testifies sin in their lives. It's an open testimony, expression of sin on their faces. They have rejected God. Sin has taken over this generation. All their countenance, if you look at their dressing, their worship, their what, their lives, all their countenance, it testifies sin and rebellion. How then can God not judge you? They are flaunting sin on TV, in the newspapers, in children and everything, without the fear of God. Without the fear of God. And yet, they are trying to act in self-preservation. How? How? They are trying at self-preservation. How? When you have sinned against God. They have to hide. And that's why you see all the systems are loose. They have collapsed. It's a downfall of the empires of men. This is a serious time. The judgment of God coming to the earth. God requiring repentance. God demanding moral purity, holiness, moral integrity. Moral blamelessness. God is asking for faithfulness to him, righteousness, consecration, sanctification, separation, and they cannot listen. Now they have entered into war. War between Russia and the West. The judgment of God has come because of their rebellion. And ruthlessness is now reigning. The judgment of God has unleashed slaughter to children, rape of women, taking people captive. It will be serious. How? How can you expect God Almighty to sustain you when you have rejected God? You have rejected the Lord. This generation is outrightly rebellious, rejecting God. They deny him. They deny that God exists. In John chapter 3, verse 19, it says, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates light and will not come into the light for the fear that their deeds will be exposed. Light has come into the world, but the people love darkness because of what? Instead of light, because their deeds were wicked, evil. This is serious. And that's why you see the judgment of God. And John wept. When John was at the throne of God, he wept. In the book of Revelation chapter 5, John wept because of these things. In Revelation chapter 5, if you read verses 1 to 5, verse 2, it says, verse 1 to 5, then I saw in the hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seal and open the scroll? But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept. That's a lot of weeping. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll and look inside. So, in the absence of Christ, in the absence of God, without Jesus, the way this world has chosen to go it without Jesus. Without Jesus. This is why John wept. Without Jesus, it is hopelessness. Without Jesus, there is no plan for redemption for you. This generation has rejected Jesus. They have rejected God. And that's why John wept at the throne of God. He realized without Jesus, mankind is totally hopeless. Mankind cannot deliver himself. And yet God already has a plan for this generation, a plan for mankind. A plan for redemption is already in place. Because Jesus has already come and won a victory for this generation, for mankind. Victory has already been won by Christ. And Jesus is already enthroned in heaven, no matter the circumstances of the earth. Mankind cannot redeem himself. And that's why John wept, for the fear that God's plan for redemption may not materialize. We need to weep for this generation that has embraced homosexuality and evolution and godlessness. We need to weep for them because without Jesus, God's redemptive plan, without them accepting Jesus, God's redemptive plan cannot materialize in this generation. Without repentance, God's redemptive plan for mankind in this generation cannot be materialized. We need to weep for them the way John wept when nobody had been found to take the scroll and open the scroll. Without this generation listening to the voice of repentance, the devil will get away with it. He'll get away with his act. Without repentance and receiving Jesus, this entire generation, however developed you say you have been, mankind becomes worthless without Jesus, without repentance. Without repentance, you cannot save yourself. Man cannot save himself in this age. Without repentance, this generation cannot sustain itself. Right from birth, mankind is bound to eternity. Mankind is bound to eternity in hell right from birth. This generation, right from birth, is bound to eternity in hell. In hell. Unless you take repentance. Right from birth, you are bound to eternity in hell, hellfire. So you need Christ Jesus as your Savior. Why? Because you have fallen short of the glory of God. And everybody needs to receive Jesus. And Isaiah wept. If you read Isaiah 66, this is why Isaiah wept. If you read Isaiah chapter 6, this is the reason Isaiah wept when he stood before the throne of God. And he realized mankind is finished without Jesus, without repentance, is finished, cannot appear. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they were covered, they covered their faces. With two wings they covered their feet, and with two wings they were flying. And they were calling out to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Verse 4. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the door thresholds shook, and the temples smoke. Verse 5 is for you. Woe unto me, I cried. Isaiah cried out. The way John cried out in heaven, Isaiah cried out also in heaven. Woe unto me, I cried out. I am finished, for I am a man of unclean lips. And a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. This generation, we need to cry for this generation. John cried. Why? Because mankind falls short of the glory of God. Falls short of the glory of God. And you need to return to them. Return to repentance. That you may be restored by God. You cannot be repaired by God. Isaiah cried out. Why? Because of the reality about hell. For a generation that fails to repent, fails to return. And that's why I have struck the earth with this war that you see now between Russia and the West. That's why I have struck the earth with the coronavirus that you see devastating the whole earth, all economies, all nations, everybody masks, being injected with vaccine. And that's why I've struck the earth with the judgments of earthquakes, the volcano of Tonga. And yet you have not yet repented as the globe, as the earth. How? How can this be sustainable? How? How can God not judge you? Look at the big storm coming to Kyiv right now. The big convoy coming to storm. Look at the bloodshed. Look at the many refugees that have poured in Poland and many other nations. Look at the shaking of the global seats of power. They are meeting every day, panic. Russia has put their nuclear weapons on high alert, pointing on USA. The nuclear missiles of Russia are pointing on the big cities of USA. They are pointing on the major cities of Europe. There is a panic. How can you sustain your life without Jesus as a generation? Mankind is totally worthless without Jesus, without Christ. Totally worthless. They are totally hopeless. This is defining the hopelessness of man without Jesus. However advanced you are. So mankind, this generation, must come to the realization of their worthlessness before God. They must return. And so when I come back to you later, then we can be able now to talk about glorification. The Lord bless you, that you may repent. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.